Hi there, you're listening to the Paralegals on Fire podcast show, where you'll be getting tips and actionable strategies that you can use right now to fast track your paralegal career. I'm your host, Ann Pearson, former paralegal and paralegal manager who left big law in the concrete jungle to start my own company, the Paralegal Bootcamp, where we give online courses that help paralegals make more money, increase their job security, and cut out the learning curve. All right, let's jump right into today's episode. If there was a name to describe my first few years as a litigation paralegal, I would have called myself the panic mode paralegal. Not because I was having literal panic attacks. It was because every time my attorney would assign something for me to do, it sent me into panic mode to try to figure out what exactly it was he really wanted. And I desperately wanted to get it right and figure it out this time. And yet, it was always just guesswork. And this was before we had Google. I think this is the right way. I think this might be the right way. Go ask another paralegal. They don't have time. In other words, I'm just hoping and praying it turns out okay. I was panic mode paralegal. Let's see if you can relate. If you're panic mode paralegal, you're doing at least one or more of these seven things. Now, as you're listening to these, raise your hand, assuming you're not out on a bike ride when you're listening to this episode. Now, I'm not going to see you raise your hand, but it's something I want you to do. Raise your hand if you're doing any of these seven things. One, you wait for the attorney to tell you what needs to be done because no one has ever shown you the step-by-step process to know how to manage litigation cases. Two, you're sitting at your desk thinking to yourself, what the heck am I supposed to be doing here? And you don't want to bother the attorney because you know they're busy, so you sit and wait for the next rush project. Three, you ask the attorney if there's anything they need help with, and the answer is no. So you go back to your office and find some busy work to do and wait to put out the next fire. Four, you're told by others in the industry that you just need to give it a few years and things will eventually get easier. So you patiently put in your time, like a jail sentence, and wait for that moment to finally come. It's been a few years and you start to wonder if that day will ever come. Five, you watch YouTube videos, ask Google or ChatGPT, Reddit, or people in a Facebook group, and you ask, only to realize that an hour or two has gone by and you're still nowhere clear on what that deposition notebook is supposed to look like. Six, you wait for the other paralegals in the office to show you how to be a great paralegal, but they don't have the time to help you, and the ones who do have the time might not really want you to be better at your job than they are at theirs. Seven, you're afraid to ask the attorney too many questions. So you white-knuckle your way through every day and every project, making your best guess under pressure, and most of the time, that best guess is wrong. And the attorneys don't hesitate to point that out to you. How many times did you raise your hand? If you did raise your hand, then you might be asking, how do I fix it? I don't want to be the panic mode paralegal. I don't want you to be either. I didn't want to be one. I want you to be the confident case strategist. Well, if you're a litigation paralegal and you raised your hand for any of those, you can join the Litigation Paralegal Bootcamp. It's where I use the Litigation Paralegal Career Accelerator Framework. Yeah, that's a mouthful. I call it the LPC. So the Litigation Paralegal Career Accelerator Framework. And it moves you from panic mode paralegal to confident case strategist. It's open for enrollment right now. It closes on Thursday, May 2nd. Do you have to join? No, of course not. You can keep doing what you've been doing and hope that the results are different by next year this time. But why would you want to wait a few years when you can get there now? Sure, you can listen to podcasts. This one will help. You can watch YouTube videos, jump into Facebook, go to your association's lunch and learn. You can do all of those for the next couple of years, and you'll get a little bit better. You'll get incrementally better. But if you're not getting any structured on-the-job training that's going to show you the step-by-step process of how to manage your litigation cases from start to finish, you will stay stuck in panic mode paralegal for a lot longer than necessary. And that would be a shame, because it doesn't have to be that way. Let me read you what one of the paralegals wrote after completing the litigation paralegal bootcamp. This is from Sarah Davies. She wrote, "The challenge I've encountered since completing my paralegal certificate 2 years ago is ... How shall I put this? Really just not knowing what my job is supposed to be, trying to reinvent the wheel without confirmation of whether I'm doing it correctly, quote, on-the-job training, end quote, has meant I'm going to make my best guess under pressure with little or no guidance, and that's been hard for me because I care deeply about doing good work. Providing legal support feels like trying to assemble a 5,000-piece jigsaw puzzle without the picture on the outside of the box. I was looking for that picture on the box. The tools provided in this course are helping me understand where to focus my energy. Good on you, miracle worker." Yeah, she actually wrote that. I love that. Okay, so you might be asking, what is it about the litigation paralegal bootcamp that's so special that it can move me from panic mode paralegal to confident case strategist? How is it different than some litigation CLE webinar that I found online? First, it's not just an online course. It includes coaching with me. With me, once a month, with a group of other paralegals like you, I'm in a Zoom meeting room with anyone who wants to jump in and ask me a question or get some advice on a situation that they're dealing with at work or help with streamlining their case management. I promise you, you're not going to find any other litigation training anywhere on the internet that has monthly group coaching calls. I can tell you for certain, you're not going to get that going to a paralegal conference. And you're definitely not going to get that attending a NALA webinar or watching a free YouTube video. But just as important as that is what's inside the course. I use my proprietary litigation paralegal career accelerator method to make sure that you have a career path, a path to success, by moving you through three key areas of growth, and that is your mindset, behaviors, and skills. In fact, after you listen to this episode, you can jump over to the blog article page for this week's episode, and I'll include the image of this so that you can see it visually. At the top of the Venn diagram is mindset. In the mindset area, students come out with a project manager mindset when it comes to managing their cases. They also feel more empowered and confident about their paralegal career and the path that it's on to see success now instead of 10 years from now. In mindset, I also help you to become the problem-solving ninja. Yeah, I said that, problem-solving ninja. Because the number one trait or skill that attorneys reference when asked why they prefer to work with one paralegal over another, or why they refer to this particular paralegal as their, quote, rock star paralegal, they answer, because that paralegal solves my problems. Then on the left side of the Venn diagram is behaviors. With that section of the training program, I show you how to be the master of time management. And this is not just with some tips and tricks, but with actual methods that will have you completing more work every day so that you can get your butt out of the office sooner and enjoy a better work-life balance. In the behavior section, I also give you research-backed methods that will actually increase your attention to detail so that you can reduce or even eliminate mistakes that can be detrimental to your career growth. And last but not least, in behaviors, I give you a surefire method for being able to stay on top of your case deadlines so that you're not spending every day playing whack-a-mole, just putting out fires. And then finally, the last part of the litigation paralegal career accelerator method and part of the structure of the course is the skills section. In that section, it's all about what the step-by-step process is that you can be doing in every phase of your litigation cases, from the pleadings and motions phase to the discovery phase, like getting ready for depositions, drafting discovery requests, etc. And then I move into preparing for trial and what you can expect inside the courtroom as a trial paralegal. The first question I usually get is, well, why do I need all the other stuff, Anne? Can't you just teach me the skills part? The motions, the discovery, the trial. I used to do that when I first started the paralegal boot camp back in 2010. Lots of litigation paralegals saw success with it, but not as fast and not as much as they do with this training program that covers all three of those key areas: mindset, behaviors, and skills. You probably know or have met some paralegals who have top-notch skills, but if they make a lot of mistakes or don't manage their time or take twice as long as they should to get things done, they're just not going to see success as fast or as high as a paralegal who has all three of these areas. I believe that with the right training, every paralegal can have a very successful career. My mission is to help paralegals earn more money, feel empowered in their career, and enjoy the work that they do. I've been doing this a long time, and there's nothing more rewarding to me than hearing from people like Sarah, who I just told you about, and the hundreds of other paralegals who email me and tell me things like, I know that part of the success the firm saw and my attorney saw last year was a result of what I was able to contribute. And things like, this program was a game changer for me. If you're listening to this episode and you've been a paralegal for 10 or 20 years, and this isn't a course that you need, then please share this with a junior litigation paralegal who you think might benefit. And if you are a junior litigation paralegal and you're on the fence about joining the program, or you're not sure if it's something that can truly be a game changer for your career, then email me. Well, I guess I better not put my email address out to the world on here, because you never know what kind of bad actors are out there that could use it for something bad. I'll put a link to the Contact Us page on the website. And when you submit that Contact Us form in the comments section, just put the words, I'd like to talk to Anne about the litigation paralegal boot camp. Or send me a DM on our LinkedIn page or Instagram. Don't do it on Facebook, because there's so many spam messages in there right now that it's hard to get through and find the real messages. So either LinkedIn or Instagram or the Contact Us on the page, and I'll jump on a phone call with you. I'll tell you, there are people I've been on the phone with before who I told not to join the program because I didn't think it was the right time or the result that they were looking for. A few examples are current students, maybe they're currently in a paralegal certificate program and they haven't completed it yet. And I usually say that's not the right time, because you won't be able to put all of these practices into use for a while, and because you might not have the base knowledge of civil procedure, the court system, etc. My program does not teach that stuff. Also, if you don't have a paralegal certificate, you've never worked in a law firm, and you want to take this course to bypass all of that, then this probably wouldn't be a good fit for you either, because it's not a replacement for a paralegal certificate. Another would be someone who's been working as a paralegal for 10 or more years. Assuming that you've received some decent on-the-job training, or you've learned on your own through trial and error, then you're probably not going to gain that much from the course. That being said, I do have a few reviews from people who were close to the 10-year mark who gained a lot from the course, and that's because they didn't get a lot of true training early in their career. The people who I see who benefit the most from the litigation paralegal boot camp are the people who are currently dealing with the issues that I referred to earlier, the panic mode paralegal. You know, you're waiting for the attorney to tell you what needs to be done because no one's ever showed you. You wait for the other paralegals in the office to show you how to be a great paralegal, and they don't. You spend way too much time trying to figure it out on YouTube and Google and Reddit. People tell you you have to just wait, and eventually the confidence and being able to manage cases will come. Or you're just doing busy work, waiting for the attorney to bring you that next emergency or rush project, all of those types of things. Or you literally feel like you're white knuckling it, like you're white knuckling your way through every day. If you're one of those people, I can help you be the paralegal who is the confident case strategist. So this episode comes out on April 29th, which means the doors will close to the litigation paralegal bootcamp that week on Thursday, May 2nd. That also means I'm going to be taking the next week off from the podcast. There's always so much to do that first week after we bring in another round of people that I've learned after this last time, it's best to just block out that next week. But I'll be back on May 13th, and that's going to be an Ask Me Anything episode. It's not too late for you to send in your questions for that episode. Get them in before Friday, May 3rd. Send them to that same support email address, support@paralegal-bootcamp.com. And they can be questions about anything, not just litigation. Any topic that you have a question about, whether it's people in your office, sticky situations. When you send in the questions, though, please put in there whether or not you want to stay anonymous. Because I know some people like to have their name called out, right? And it would just be your first name anyways. I wouldn't say your last name. But if you want to remain anonymous because you think other people maybe in the office are listening to this podcast, then put that in there, please. All right. Well, I hope you have a great rest of the day. And don't forget, if you want to jump on a call with me, DM on LinkedIn or Instagram, or go to the Contact Us on the website page. I hope you have an awesome day. All right. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, hit the subscribe button in whatever platform you're listening. And please take a quick minute and leave a review of the podcast. And share this episode with just one colleague or friend who you think would benefit from what we discussed today. Share the knowledge, and the entire paralegal profession elevates. See you next week. Bye for now.